club at the Pussycat Dolls Lounge, hanging out with the Las Vegas Pussycat Dolls. This is Jamie and Haley. Now, you guys, this is such a hot venue. This is like the hottest ticket in town. How did you guys get involved in this? How did you, you know, become a Las Vegas Pussycat Doll?
Well, for me personally, I've known about the Pussycat Dolls for years. I've been a big fan of theirs, and I heard that they were auditioning in Las Vegas and opening this lounge with Pure Nightclub.
Right.
So when I heard about it, I definitely wanted to come to the audition. And so
how long ago was that?
I've been here over a year and a half.
So you're the lead singer, right?
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. Now, did you start as a lead singer, or did you sort of climb up the ladder?
Well, I started here as a lead singer, but I started out as a dancer first.
Okay.
I've been dancing my whole life and then got into singing later on in my career. But as a Pussycat Doll, yes, I started as a singer.
That's awesome. Now, what about you, Haley? How did it happen for you?
Well,
where was the magic?
Well, I did Pussycat Dolls in L.A. I met Robin when I was 17.
So you've been a doll for a long time.
A long time.
I hear you perform twice a night, Tuesday through Saturday, right?
Yes. Yep.
That's a lot of performances. What's your prep like?
We really have to make sure that we stay in shape, and, you know, I vocally warm up before the show. And
is there even any time for rehearsal? I mean,
well, we try to rehearse as much as we can, but we're always here, so we'll go over things here and there. But mm-hmm. usually, because it's the same girls every night, you know, we just do the regular show, and
right.
everything's good.
So. And now there's seven of you, is that correct?
Yes.
And what are you guys doing when you're not here? Or is this it?
I stay at home, and I'm trying to write and record my own stuff. So That's great.
If people want to find out about that, do you have a website yet that people can check you out at?
The Las Vegas Pussycat Doll Lounge has a MySpace.
And who maintains that? Because I would assume that alone is a full-time job. You guys have a lot of fans.
Well, actually, it's one of our fellow Pussycat Dolls, Jessica. She does the whole page.
Really?
And it's really, really cool. I mean, she does a great job.
Do you guys browse the internet at all? Are you a big fan of, you know, technology and computers?
Well, I am.
Do you have a computer?
I do have a computer, yes, and I check my mail, but I'm not really, you know, the best at computers.
When you log on to your computer at home, what's your homepage?
My homepage?
Yeah, when you open up a browser, something comes up. Is it MSN.com?
It's Google.
Okay. That's fine. And what about you? Do you know?
AOL.
AOL.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're just going to have to convert y'all.
Yeah, I think so.
Real quick. You're going to say MSN.com. What's in your MP3 player?
For me, I've got a whole variety. I love music, of course, being
yeah.
a singer. I like Christina Aguilera.
Woo!
I like all the soulful singers, B.B. King, Joss Stone, Aretha Franklin, some of the older singers as well as some of the newer ones. Obviously, I got to give credit to Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston.
What?
But, you know.
That was my impression. And what about you? What's in your MP3 player?
Well, I'm a favorite of Johnny Cash, so I have probably every song,
yeah.
and I sing it in
yeah.
the dressing room.
I walk the line.
Yeah, and Maroon 5, big fan, mm-hmm. and Daughtry coming up, huge fan of theirs, but Johnny Cash is about half of my, 50%
right on,
of my music.
Right on. Are you from the South?
No, I'm from Florida.
That's South, right? What about video games? Do you guys ever play video games?
You know what? That's kind of more my man's thing.
Is he up all night on his Xbox?
But you know what? I do play Matrix Online.
There you go.
I am an MXO online video game person, so check it out.
There you go. And video games, no time being dance captain.
No time at all.
Now, I know you guys are really excited. We've got Microsoft is doing Mix Conference here in May, and you know it's a huge thing for us as a company, and you're going to be performing. Is that exciting for you? Do you change up the show at all depending on the crowd, or is it always the same?
The show changes a bit from time to time, but mm-hmm. usually we stick with the same format, so it just depends. And, you know, we're always looking for a great crowd.
Right.
So
well, Microsoft is going to give you a great crowd, and, like, why mess with perfection, right?
Exactly. We're
right.
excited.
Okay, good. I'm excited, too. Now, real quick, you guys mentioned some of your favorite celebrities. You said Christina. Now, you've had some celebrities play on stage with you here, right? Eva Longoria, Kristen did. Is that correct?
Christina didn't perform with us. In the
Eva Longoria.
Oh, yes. Eva Longoria. Yeah. We had Denise Richards, Pamela Anderson.
Right on.
It's a lot of fun.
That's super
crazy.
Fun. Who, can you say who's your favorite?
They're all good in their all different ways.
So good. PR trained. All right. Well, thank you guys very much. And I just want to say that if you're looking for the next celebrity partner, I'm kind of a big deal.
We'd love to have you.
This is all I'm
Anytime.
Saying. I'm putting that out.
We'll
there.
Put you in a costume right now.
I'm gonna get in the tub.
Let's go.
All right, that's a wrap. Las Vegas Pussycat Dolls. Bye. Look for us in the tub.